This next story takes us high into the Lebanese mountains, where the country's famous cedar trees grow. King Solomon is believed to have used them to build the temple in Jerusalem. The Phoenicians made ships from them. A cedar is the emblem on the Lebanese flag, but now they are under threat. As the climate changes and the mountains get warmer and drier, fires are climbing the hillsides. NPR's Ruth Sherlock went to where the cedars grow.
Khalid Talib runs a local ecotourism group, and he's taking us to see the remains of a cedar forest that burned this past summer. To get there, we have to drive high into the mountains in Lebanon's north.
Well, 1,700 meters here, and we're driving past skeletons of cedar trees, these blackened trunks. You can smell the cedars, but you can also smell this quite acrid ash smell from the fire here. There are burnt pine needles underfoot as I walk here.
Talib has spent time in and loved this forest since he was a child. He says he couldn't believe what he saw when it burned this August.
The flames had started in the bottom of the valley and were coming up the mountainside at a rate that would soon be too hard to stop.
With only cloth masks and gardening tools, Talib and his friends tried to clear vegetation for a firebreak that would stop the spread of the flames.
The army intervened with helicopters, but they could only fly in the day. So at night they withdrew, and we were left to face this by ourselves.
In the end, Khalid says, the fire burned over 100 of Lebanon's prized juniper and cedar trees, some of them centuries old.
This year was the worst fire season on record.
George Mitri, a scientist with Lebanon's University of Balamand, says this is the first time on record that fires have reached high-altitude cedar forests. And Mitri and his team have been warning about this for years. In 2012, they used climate data to project drought conditions in Lebanon.
The main finding for this study was that high mountains will be more prone to increasing drought conditions, which in turn affect fire spread.
Even knowing this, Mitri was taken aback by the ferocity of Lebanon's wildfires this year. At one point in October, he says, they recorded some 150 fires around Lebanon in just 48 hours.
It's really now that the numbers are shocking. This is a national disaster.
And it's an international one too, with wildfires burning bigger and farther than they have in countries around the world. In Lebanon, Mitri says the government has been slow to do things like create firebreaks and thin forests. But some Lebanese citizens are taking action. In this municipal building in the small village of Mishmish, near where the cedar trees burned this year, a firefighter teaches some 55 volunteers about wildfires. The organisers say they were inundated with applications from residents, even though firefighting is dangerous and the job is not paid. And even people far away in Beirut, the crowded and polluted capital, are worried about the cedars.
It's not land of Lebanese people, it's the land of cedars first.
Alice Mugabgab owns an art gallery and just opened an exhibition of paintings and sculptures to honour the cedar tree and Lebanese forests. She says they offer a sense of protection to Beirutis who've seen their city suffer a huge explosion in August, an economic crisis, and corrupt leadership.
It's a shelter in which we can find peace, we feel secure, and we have roots. We all have our roots in this land.
She says cedar forests offer people hope. And now those too are under threat. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Mishmish, Lebanon.